Welcome to day 12 on our sit spot journey, and today we're going to take a layer further of orienting in the sit spot space. And this time, after you've approached your sit spot consciously with your senses awakened and expanded, I invite you just to really take in the landscape, the lay of the land, and the landmarks. So if there are specific trees in your space, or fences, or buildings, notice where they are and which way they're facing, so that if you then went home after and got a piece of paper and a pencil out, you could sketch a little map of the main points and landmarks of your sit spot space, the areas that you can really see too. Remember to notice where north, south, east and west are so that you can orient your map in the correct way, and I'd really encourage you to take a few minutes to make a very simple map that we can add to in further weeks by layering on sounds that we might hear, mammal sightings or tracks that we might see, to start building up a picture of the flow of nature that's happening all around us and in our absence. So have a go at looking at your sit spot, taking it in, and then when you get back home, drawing it out in a few minutes as a sketch. I wouldn't encourage you to take the paper and pencil with you, because there's a different level of integration and absorption that happens when you actually notice things, take them in, and then when you're not looking at them, recount them. You'll then notice if there's anything, any details that you've forgotten, and next time you visit your sit spot, you'll be able to notice them and look out for those details that you might have forgotten when you come to draw the map. So I hope you enjoy that quick bit of art after your sit spot and that attention on where the landmarks are and the process of remembering them. And I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.